Superintendent Jeff Dix joins us this morning with our Spotlight program, something we've discussed in the past, Jeff, that you wanted to elaborate a little more on today, and that's FCR.
Absolutely. So this is our seventh annual FCR Day, and FCR stands for My Future, My Career, My Responsibility. And you know, a lot of educators are guilty, and probably even parents. Kids just don't know how to do this. So we've taken the approach, we're not going to complain about it, but we're going to teach it. That's what we do. We teach things. You know, we have programs for behavior, so we reteach kids on how to act appropriately. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is their future, their career, and it's, we think, their responsibility, but we're going to help them with that. And Mrs. Nealand, Mrs. Carlson, and Mrs. Olson do a phenomenal job putting this together, and I just think it's so important that we take that upon ourselves to help them and prepare them.
Yeah.
Because the next step, they're on their own more and more. Mm-hmm. So we have done this again for 7 years. So the seniors will go to two sessions in the afternoon. But we kick it off with a meal, and I want to thank Tyson Meat for, they provide the pork loin. So this is a kid-type meal, too. They get to pick out their favorites. So we're having pork loin, cheesy potatoes, Oreo fluff, and ice cream. Mm. And then they go to sessions in the afternoon, and it's so rewarding because as we record this, Chris, that today is our day,
yeah, Wednesday.
And kids are dressed up today. I helped a kid tie a tie at breakfast this morning. You know, it's really those skills that we hear from employers of, here's what kids need. So the seniors are going to go to applications and interviews, and they actually do some interviews. And just, you know, some of the heavy hitters here, Brad Reister from Metabank, Brian Baumover. You think he's interviewed some kids in his day?
Just a couple.
So, and he gives great feedback.
Yeah.
Diane Johnson from Good Samaritan Center, Tony Stotts from Positech, Pam Wilkin from Citizens First National, and then from Highway 7 Service, Brett and Danielle Bowman.
Right.
And then there's a session for seniors on cover letters and resumes with Jessica Cavanaugh from Iowa Central. I mean, those are two very important skills, mm-hmm. and our seniors are going to have some exposure. The juniors, they go to three sessions. One is Dress for Success, which we've already helped them with, but they give them some do's and don'ts, and we have Megan Cruz from Iowa Central and Kathy Nielsen from Iowa Works. So they get some good advice there. We have The Right Path on how to pick a college for juniors, and that's from Samantha Kay at Buena Vista University. And then we have college applications and how to start navigating that. And you're going to get close to that now,
yeah,
Chris.
So I know.
you might want to flip over to some of those, but that's with a person from Briarcliff University, Jessica Hanslager.
Okay.
And then our sophomores, they go to volunteerism with Nicole Gillespie's from Iowa State University Extension. Then we have a session called Perfect Match, where it's never too early to start thinking about life after high school. So these are sophomores, and we've got a great lineup there from community colleges. And then a day in the life, and man, check this lineup out. Sandy Robinson,
yeah,
and Jeff Jones,
yeah,
from Storm Lake, mm-hmm, Radio. Awesome. Yeah. We have Kurt Olson from Positech, Corey Elston from Buena Vista County Sheriff, Sherry Manernack from Buena Vista Regional Medical Center, and Josh Hayes from Iowa Central. And they just tell them about, hey, here's what I do in my job.
Right.
And then our freshmen, those impressionable freshmen, we have Connie Johnson from Prairie Lakes doing a digital branding class. Basically, everything you're doing online is going to stick with you, and I'm going to show you how that works and looks. So you really need to start thinking about that. We have Mary Malloy from Buena Vista Regional Medical Center doing some healthy snacks. I mean, it's really important those kids get the right fuel. And then Allison White from Farm Credit Services does some career exploration things as well. So what a great, yeah, day it's going to be. I'm so excited for it. Mrs. Kopik and I and a couple of teachers, we get a serve lunch today, so that should be interesting. But, you know, it takes a ton of people, and a huge shout-out to our teachers for seeing the need and willing to do the work.
Right, so. And that, again, happened yesterday as you and I record this on Wednesday. And before I let you go now, we got to look ahead to Jamboree time.
Yeah, Yeah, isn't it amazing? I mean, the weather feels like it's basketball season this morning, but yeah, our girls practice started this week. So November 17th, we'll have the Jamboree at Storm Lake. I haven't seen a schedule yet of who we play. Yeah. And then they kick off their season November 20th at Spirit Lake. Mm-hmm. So we're ready to jump right into it.
Hey, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, sounds good, Chris.
Thank you, Superintendent Jeff Dix, representing Newell Fonda with the Spotlight today here on Mix 101.7.